Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. It's a strange new world filled with fear and frustration, but it can also be a time for exploration, creativity, and ingenuity, a time to take a breath and discover an inner life that perhaps we've ignored. Through the miracle of modern technology, many interactions are still at our fingertips. It's possible to take a virtual tour of a museum, take an art lesson, join a yoga class, check out audiobooks and movies from the local library, and for children to listen to story hours. It's even possible to attend church. We have some local thoughts and recommendations. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying warm, safe, and happy in your homes. This new reality is just that, new, and will take some getting used to. To that end, we have some virtual ideas for you to entertain both yourselves and your children. Do check out our happening this week for dates, times, and links. We suggest the following. One Berkshire presents Berkshire Bingo. The creative folks at One Berkshire have designed a Berkshire bingo board with each square as an activity. They range from donating to a local nonprofit, taking a virtual class from a local business, planting seeds, writing online positive reviews for your favorite businesses, thanking a healthcare professional, or drinking a local beer. Take a picture, screenshot, or video to show you completing the activity. And after doing five in a row, share it on Facebook and tag it One Berkshire. While it's called Berkshire Bingo, the activities on the board can be applied to Litchfield and Columbia County or the entire Hudson region. TMI Project, virtual workshop and podcast launch. TMI Project is a nonprofit transmedia organization based out of Kingston, New York, that leads true storytelling workshops, leading to inspiring live performances and now a podcast. The name is an acronym for Too Much Information, encouraging storytellers to go there and include the parts of a story typically left out. Their virtual true storytelling mini workshop, hosted on Zoom, will introduce participants to the concept of timed free writing and provide juicy writing prompts and a supportive space to share your stories. In the new podcast, the co-hosts take you through some of the group's favorite storytellers as they step on stage and transform painful events from their past into powerful, inspiring, and often hilarious monologues of resilience and survival. Dominique Morisseau's Pipeline, Close to Live. After an exceptional run at Shakespeare and Company last fall, Wham's production of Pipeline traveled to Cambridge. In lieu of scheduled live performances, it's now being streamed on the Central Square Theater's website, a great way to support and participate in arts during this time. Pipeline tells the story of Naya, an inner-city public high school teacher, deeply committed to her students, and a mother desperate to give her only son opportunities she never had. When a controversial incident in this upstate private school threatens to get him expelled, Naya must confront his rage and her own choices. Pipeline received exceptional reviews, with Variety describing it as an emotionally harrowing drama that raises barbed questions about class, race, parental duty, and the state of American education, end quote. While the Huffington Post hailed it as impactful, fresh and smart, an intriguing new American drama, end quote. Read Like Edith, Edith Wharton's Digitized Library. Since the summer of 2015, the team of the EdithWharton'sLibrary.org project have been working tirelessly to digitize, upload, tag, and display digital records for all of the 2,700 books contained in Edith Wharton's library at the Mount. The site comprises a rough draft version of those efforts. In addition to inspiration from one of the Berkshire's most visible and valuable members of society, use the comments section to help this project flourish. Grocery Express. Several grocery stores have a pre-order option and even delivery. Hawthorne Valley Farm gives the pre-order option for all of their regularly available products. Laban offers pickup or delivery for pre-shopped orders. Take and Bake Carbo Load. Berkshire Mountain Bakery is offering their delicious pizza in a take and bake fashion. Call ahead with your original creation or pick from one of their classics, and then pick up curbside. The bakery is open for business, taking strong precautions. If you want their exceptionally comforting and simply exceptional chicken pot pies, you'll want to make sure to be the first person there. They also deliver. Check out our website for further information. Just click on Happening This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our other features are accessed from the homepage. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves that link directly to their website. Our favorite thing, the bright side. In the days of this pandemic, we look for smart and ingenious ways that businesses are innovating and, yes, coping. Here's a story and salute to those on the front line. Out on a limb, our brave new world, a small microorganism has succeeded in upending life in America. Indeed, around the world. So virulent is this virus that it will surely end life as we know it. Catherine takes a closer look. Berkshire Kitchen. Jane focuses on the pantry. What do we have there? Unappreciated, unnoticed, unused. She was raiding hers, looking for ingredients for a side dish to serve with supper. She found a jar of pickled beets and a small can of mandarin oranges, and thought the jewel tones would make a delicious salad and definitely add some pizzazz to her meal. She brings the recipe to us. Country Homes in Monterey, rebuilt in 2015 on the grounds of and inspired by an old barn, a perfect example of what one can achieve with imagination and flair. A noted interior designer's own home with every square inch exuding great taste and quality craftsmanship. Looking for move-in ready? You just found it. Inner elegance? Silence. This is a noisy world. Where once there was silence, now there is a cacophony of sound. Jarring talking heads, extra loud commercials, Twitter notifications, pinging text messages. And as if exterior noise isn't intrusive enough, what about interior noise? Caroline suggests a way to turn off the din and off our adrenaline as well. Behind the page, I couldn't avoid the topic, the coronavirus. I share some thoughts on the pandemic and some alternative remedies that I'm using proactively. Please practice social distancing, elbow bumps, and take this virus seriously. Our newly designed site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're very proud of our 2020 look. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. All of us at Berkshire Style wish you a safe and wonderful week.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.